Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B industry. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
Hi. Yes, thanks so much for having me here. My name is Catherine Evans, and I help small to medium-sized businesses increase revenue through social selling. I like to say that we take your social mess and we turn it into revenue-generating success.
Awesome, awesome. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I love working B2B because I love to create opportunities and inspire people and executing growth strategies. So it's really, I'm a deal junkie. That's the best thing I love about working with business and doing business.
Dude, shout out to deal junkies. I love it. Question number three, what is the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
Today, it's really balancing a steady revenue with, because I have a team of people, but for the most part, I'm a solopreneur. So it's balancing that lead gen time with deliverable time. So it's really just finding that balance of, you know, how much time do I need to spend generating new revenue and how much time do I need to spend actually working in the business and on the business. So that's been not a struggle. That's just been a focus of mine, is making sure that I have that well-balanced and oiled.
Totally get it. Question number four, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry like yourself should be on the On Fire B2B podcast?
Yeah, so I like to really give a shout out to one of my mentors and colleagues, Cynthia Barnes over at NAWSP. I'm a chapter president there for the San Diego chapter, where we help inspire women in sales to be the top number 1% in their industry. So I think that she'd be a great inspiration to have on your podcast to be able to reach out to those companies that might be looking to bring in women in sales and help round out their sales team.
Absolutely. And actually, I have a personal belief, and again, this is what would probably get me my hand slapped. I think women have a better time selling than men.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Everyone's saying I'm a horrible misogynist for saying that, but whatever there. So
women make good salespeople. You heard it here.
Yes, they do. I 100% agree. Question number five. What advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're not on LinkedIn to do B2B lead gen, to make your contacts and to build your business, then you're not in the right place. So LinkedIn has over 675 million people in over 200 countries. It's where deals are happening. And if you're not here building your personal brand and connecting with other individuals in this space, then I think you're missing the boat. So that's advice that I would have. How do you look for a new channel and how do you increase your revenues through a different area? And that would be social selling with a platform like LinkedIn.
Well, again, I agree with you because I used to do a lot of Facebook. And once I gave up Facebook, went to LinkedIn, again, numbers went straight up. In fact, my Facebook friends got all upset. Why aren't you engaging with us anymore? Because you're not making me money. Go away. You know, that part there. So what are some steps someone is going to hop on LinkedIn right now with their business?
Yes.
What should they start doing?
Yeah. So one of the things that I teach in my S-Cube methodology is I have 5 steps, right? So the first one is to create that intentional digital personal brand or footprint. So make sure that you have your profile set up to be client facing for what it is that you can deliver to that person, to your target market. So that's the first thing. The second thing is to set your goal for why you're online and then create a strategy around that goal. The next one is to be very crystal clear on who your target market is and go after them. You can find them on LinkedIn.
Yep.
The next thing is to be super engaging with your audience and to have a consistent content strategy, delivering value to your target market on a consistent level and basis and rhythm. And then the last thing that I teach is how to develop offline relationships with your online connections, because it's not a vanity metric. You can have 30,000 people as connections on LinkedIn, but if you're not engaging with them and actually building those authentic relationships, then they might as well just be on Facebook.
Yes, I agree. And actually, I've talked to a couple of people about this who have a massive following both on Facebook and LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And look at me, I get 100 comments on every single one of my posts. Yeah, but you're broke AF.
Yeah.
So who cares? That part there. Basically, you're a poor social influencer then. So there needs to be a strategy involved. I completely agree.
Yeah. Question, strategy, follow through. Yeah. Question six.
Question six. Most important question of the podcast, Catherine. I need you to focus. Focus on me here. Tell me about your first time. Your first time.
Gosh, I have been selling for so long. I started my sales in the selling. Probably most of the people here are too young to remember RCA. Do you even know who RCA was back in the day?
VCRs?
Yes, yes. VCRs and other appliances. So I used to sell extended warranties on those appliances. And it was me and really a lot of guys in a room doing telemarketing. So really, that was my first experience at selling, is hardcore telemarketing, paper, and just extending the warranties on those appliances. So that awesome. That's where I got my start.
You know, my business partner, TC, she can totally relate with you because she started out in the 80s being an insurance salesperson. So you both probably have some war stories there.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So okay. Like,
crazy to think about it, but yeah, that's where it started.
Catherine, you have 2 minutes and 59 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the weather or the cold painting behind you, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
I just want to say that I want to thank you so much. And you guys can find me on my website, CatherineEvans.net. I'm here to serve. I'm here to supply any questions you might have about how to be successful on LinkedIn. Reach out to me, book a 15-minute, discovery call, and let's make you successful on LinkedIn.
Love it there. That's 2 minutes and 27 seconds left. Anything else, or we're ending early?
We're ending early.
That's we're doing, it. Wait, I need to know about the painting. Tell me about the painting.
Okay. So I the painting is a yard sale painting I got for $5. It was the most beautiful thing. It is the centerpiece of my videos. I now have decorated it. So I think the mustache has fallen off a little bit. It's kind of turning into a tequila party, but it's really kind of on brand for me with the colors and the smiling women and the fact that I support women. So, it found me. It was my kindred spirit painted some 20 years ago and it found me 30 years ago.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. You pulled it off. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Website, say it.
CatherineEvans.net.
Already in the description. Magic. There we go. Catherine, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat.
Take care.
I will. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You'll have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.